Welcome to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center, hometown hospital for the New York Giants. First-year head coach Ben McAdoo and the Giants are preparing to take on the Dallas Cowboys in week one of the season. The coach is standing by now.
All right, we're excited to open the season this week in Big Dallas. Offense, they got a good offense. It's led by an offensive line that's one of the best in the league. They've added two talented backs to the mix there in Elliott and Morris, fine players. Dez looks like he's primed for an excellent season, is in great shape, he's healthy. And Witten is one of the finest ever play the tight end position. Their defense is well coordinated. They have some players out up front, but their effort and energy is tough to find in this league. And both Crawfords are very disruptive players. Sean Lee is a talented, instinctive player, and you can find him all over the film. And their secondary plays very well to their front. They anticipate balls. They do a nice job there. And Byron Jones is coming into his own. Special teams, they have a nice group of core players, probably too many to mention. And Lucky Whitehead provides some juice in the return game. With that being said, we have our work cut out for us, and we'll open it for questions.
Do you expect with the rookie quarterback, the rookie running back, that they're going to lean on that offensive line quite a bit?
It doesn't matter to me who's playing for them at the skill position. They're always going to lean on that offensive line. It's one of the best in the league, if not the best. And they'll take their shots down the field, but they're gonna lean on that line.
What's the challenge like when you're facing two guys that they're so limited tape on, and how do you sort of go about that?
Well, I think you trust yourself, you trust what you do. We have a good scheme, and we're gonna trust our scheme and put our players in position to be successful.
It's more about you than it is almost about them at this point?
Well, I mean, you obviously do your work. You study the tape as much as possible. But early in the season, there are a lot of unscouted looks out there, really, on all three phases. So you have to trust your scheme and put your players in position to be successful.
And you go in this year with three-quarters of the defensive line is new, starting from last year. You feel more confident that you can compete against that really good offensive line with the guys you have up front?
We feel that we've added some nice pieces to the mix for us, and we have good scheme, we have good coaches, we have good players, and look forward to Sunday.
How about for yourself, Ben? This is only one time that you get your first game as an NFL head coach. Any excitement level, anxiety level for you?
I'm excited, chomping at the bit. Can't wait for Sunday, but it's a long week. Good to get out here and go through our normal Wednesday practice and hit the pads tomorrow on Thursday. But take it one play, one day at a time, like the rest of the team.
You get nervous? I mean, then Victor said he gets butterflies and nervous even before any game. What are you like before a game?
If you don't get a little anxious to go play and go coach, you probably ought to find something else to do. I think that's normal. That's healthy.
I'm sure you're not going to tell us, but have you decided how you want the play calling to go, the offensive play calling?
Yes.
Would you like to tell us?
No.
Is that something you want to stay consistent the entire year, or is that something you might change?
Possibly.
What have you seen from Odell, coming through this whole summer, training camp, preseason, that indicates to you that he could be even better this year?
The numbers he's had the last couple of years, they're going to be tough to duplicate. We always talk to the offense about we can't go out there and play with two footballs, but there are a lot of guys that deserve opportunities to touch the ball, and we don't always dictate where the ball goes. We let the coverage dictate it. But he's matured. He's a guy that he's been out there in the offseason and in camp healthy and working at staying healthy and learning the intricacies of the offense, not just an outside receiver, but learning inside, and he's developing into a leader for us.
What ways can be better, though, if we're not going to see it in the stats? How can you tell that he's better?
No, they don't keep track of assists in this league, but they go a long way with your teammates.
You said you wanted to watch the tape before you made a judgment on Will Beatty. How close is he?
He made some progress yesterday. It was good to – or 2 days ago, excuse me. It was good to get him out there, walk through yesterday, and we'll see him here today and tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a big day for him, getting the pads on for the first time.
The three guys on the injured list, will they practice today? Casillas, Thompson, and Goodson?
In a limited role.
All three?
In a limited role, yes.
With Thompson still in a limited role, Are you still confident in having Berhe work with Landon with the first team?
Absolutely confident. Absolutely.
What has Berhe shown you the last couple of weeks?
He shows, he's a guy that's been struggling to get out on the field, and he finally has had a chance to get out there, stay out there, has learned the defense, is improving as a communicator, and he's our heat-seeking missile out there, fast and aggressive.
Is Randy Bullock your opening day kicker, or is that still to be decided?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he's the kicker.
Yes, he's the kicker.
Have you seen, we talked a lot about Olivier Vernon and how good he looked this summer. Have you seen progress from Jason Pierre-Paul as well? I know he said he thought he'd be much more comfortable after the operations on his hand. Did he look that way?
I can't wait to see him play on Sunday. Yeah. I can't wait to see him play, made progress. Look forward to seeing him turn it loose.
Where do you need to see the biggest improvement for what you saw in the preseason to the regular season in your eyes?
It's a different season. I mean, we're starting right now. We built that foundation. We have a strong football team. We're very confident in our football team. We need to go out and play physical, heavy-handed football. But it doesn't have anything to do with the preseason. We moved on from the preseason.
With JPP, did you limit him in the preseason in the sense that there were times he seemed like he was anchoring the line instead of rushing?
It depends on the scheme, what he's asked to do. What you're asked to do at the defensive end position changes based on what the call is.
How do you feel about the tight ends, the progress they made blocking coming to?
They're working to get better. They're working to get better. Made some progress the last week today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a big day for everybody.
I know you said that there'll be a committee of pros who will get these plays and calls for a fullback, but is Will Ty likely going to see most of those snaps in the backfield?
It'll be a committee approach.
Why is tomorrow such a big day? What's your
first day of pads season? With the 53. It's always a tough practice.
That's going to be your toughest practice of the week, the Thursdays before games?
Yep. Situational football, so we'll tax them between the ears and we'll have the pads on. It'll be physical.
And Friday's more recovery and Saturday's still launch day. Is that sort of the schedule?
How well do you know
Jason Garrett? Do you take anything from maybe watching how he took a head coaching job as a young coach and learn from that at all?
I know Jason. I don't know him well. We've had a conversation, but we'll leave it at that.
And any opener is a big game, any season opener for any team. But going back to Dallas, where last year, has had a lot of problems. This team has lost a bunch of openers to Dallas. A division game, your first game. I mean, is there a way to make this game too big, or is it as big as, a lot of people think it is?
No, I mean, it's the biggest game we'll play this week. It's 1-16, but we do understand that division games usually count as two when it's all said and done. So it's an important game for us because it's the one this week.
And are you a believer, your 2 years here, the team started 0-1. You believer that first game can set a tone positively or negatively?
I think you play each week tells a new story. So we need to go out each week and be ready to play. And this week we have one game this week, so we need to go play that game and play it well.
What do you see when you look at the Cowboys' defense, and how hard is it to come up with an assessment of them, moving pieces kind of they had there?
Well, the face has changed, but the expectations stay the same. They're built up front to be disruptive and to penetrate. They use a lot of line movement. They're very aggressive. They're fast and they're physical. And the linebackers and the safeties play off linebacker safeties and corners play off of that front four. And just because the names change doesn't mean they're not going to play well. They have some good pieces up front, some good players up front.
Have you seen enough of your running backs to have a better idea than maybe you had last year going in, where you spent most of the season kind of searching for that lead runner?
No, I don't see any difference between this year and last year, no.
Do you expect Rashad to carry a bigger load earlier in the season maybe than he did last year then?
Tune in.
Do you hope or do you expect that your defense, which is newly built but has a lot of veterans on it, can take advantage of some of the things that a rookie quarterback might do mistake-wise?
Again, we'll find out the way the game goes. I have a lot of respect for Dak. He's a player that has won a lot of football games, not necessarily at this level, but he showed very well in the preseason, and we need to be ready for his best shot.
One more. Ben, do you believe – believe in the idea that guys can get too emotional come Sunday? Do you look to rein those emotions in? Maybe a guy like Victor, he talked about the jitters and just how emotional he's going to be. Obviously, Odell has had, you know, emotional games. Do you like that? Do you think it works to an advantage on Sunday, being the first game, or do you want to reel him back in a little bit come Sunday?
No, each player's different, and however they play best as an individual is how you want them to approach the game. But at the end of the day, we need to have discipline and poise. That's most important. All right, thank you.
And so the Giants head out to the practice field. Now, when we come back, we will talk about the pieces the Giants have added to this Cowboys rivalry and exactly how they'll fit in. More Giants football after this on MSG.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, as always, joined by David Deal for another season here on Press Conference Live. And, you know, it's time for our Geico 15-second recap, and 15 seconds can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. We have heard from head coach Ben McAdoo, David. It is his first real game as a rookie head coach in this league. Now, Mike Sullivan and him have tried to figure out who's going to call the plays. Will it be the offensive coordinator, Sully, or will it be Coach McAdoo?
That's going to be very important and what all Giants fans are going to be watching into this football game, because it was split during the preseason. But it's going to be very important moving forward here, not only for the functioning of their offense, but for the comfort of Eli Manning, who he is going to be hearing in his ear. Because, yes, they're going to be on the same page in some situations between Coach Sullivan and Coach McAdoo. but also two different eyes see things two different ways. So they've got to figure and formulate that out, and I think that it'll be clear once we watch this football game.
David, let's take a look at the injury report. It's not very big, but Darian Thompson, the rookie free safety out of Boise State, was expected to be a starter in week one. We're going to have to find out if he's able to go because of a shoulder injury. You see Jonathan Casillas' rib injury. He is saying that he's pretty confident he's going to be able to play. Now, let me talk about the defensive line, by the way, because I want to work off of that. We know that Nat Burhey, by the way, may be starting for Thompson, yep. But the defensive line is really the key to what the Giants want to do.
It's going to be very important, especially starting with the outside of looking at Olivier Vernon and Jason Pierre-Paul. It's going to be very important for them to put pressure on Dak Prescott in order to get rid of the ball early. But also, it's going to be very important for them to have discipline on those outside lanes, because when a young quarterback deals with the mental problems, what do? They revert back to their old ways, and that's using their feet to make plays outside of the pocket. So it's going to be very important for them to break things and make sure everything goes from the outside in. And then you look at the inside. You go to the interior of the defensive line. It's on Hankins and Snacks. It's going to be very important for them to stop the zone scheme of the Dallas Cowboys' interior line of Lyle Collins, Trevor Fredrickson, and Zach Martin, because you know that they're going to lean on that run game to make sure that everything goes as comfortably as possible for Dak Prescott.
Yeah, you talk about those two defensive tackles. That's over 650 pounds of beef. Now, when the line does well, the corners do well as well. Rookie Eli Apple has really fit in.
He really has, and he's played outside, and he's played some in the slot. So it's going to be very important to see the way that the Dallas Cowboys wide receivers play. But having a healthy front four that can apply pressure and put them in third and hopefully long situations will do only positive things for these corners and for this defensive back group, because what do they want to do? They want to give him different coverages, different schematic looks, so that hopefully he makes that error like young quarterbacks make, and they can come away with a key takeaway in a game that can change the momentum of a football game.
David, talking about looks, it's a new look Cowboys. Tony Romo has a back injury, so rookie Dak Prescott, a fourth-round pick, is going to be out the controls.
Well, he played well during the preseason, and people have confidence, but the regular season's a whole different atmosphere. It's a whole different scheme, and you know who's licking his chops? Coach Steve Spagnuolo, because he's going to try to give this young quarterback as many different looks as possible to try to confuse him and make him make crucial errors in this football game. And you know that what they want to do is, like we said, lean on that run game, but he's going to be controlling the football. He's going to have it into his hands, and he's going to have some tough decisions in this football game.
Well, if the Cowboys get the ground attack going, it's probably going to be Ezekiel Elliott, the rookie out of Ohio State. This is a guy who is 2 years previous with the Buckeyes, touched the ball over 600 times combined.
And any quarterback that comes in starting his first game, they're going to lean on this offensive line and on the running game. And he's run very hard downhill. He has this offensive line that gives him the comfort that they're going to open up holes for him. And he's shown that he's a durable back that can play throughout an entire game and take those big hits. And then you spell in Alfred Morris, who has played a lot against the New York Giants defense coming right over from Washington. So there's going to be a 1-2 punch coming into this as well.
And if the Cowboys should throw it, they got Dez Bryant, they got Jason Witten, but that means protection from an offensive line that has 3 second-team All-Pros on it.
And they are, if not the best, one of the best groups in the NFL, and they're going to try to take control of this game at the line of scrimmage immediately. But if you look at it, the weak link of that group is that right tackle position, Doug Free, where now these defensive ends are going to get one-on-one matchups that they need to win so that in this game, they do not have to rely on blitzing. They can rely on the front four getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, and I don't want to shortchange Dez Bryant. Remember, he's coming off a foot injury. It limited him to about half a season last year.
But he looks primed and ready to go. He looks like he is as strong as ever. They also have Jason Witten there, who's going to be a Hall of Fame tight end. And then you can't leave out Terrence Williams and Cole Beasley, who continue to make plays for him. So they're going to have their weapons on the outside. But it's up to the Giants' defense to make it as tough as possible for Dak Prescott to go through his progressions and play well in this game.
Oh, there's no question the Cowboys do have some weapons and they can put up some points. But you know what? The Giants have some pretty dangerous threats as well. When we come back, we'll talk about the Giants' offense after this on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. You know, the one thing that is still really constant around here is Eli Manning, quarterback for the 13th season. He's got Odell Beckham in his third season here with the Giants. 25 touchdown passes between the two of them so far.
And they are very excited to get back to work, and what better way to do it against a division rival like the Dallas Cowboys. So you know that they're going to want to get started fast because they know once their continuity gets going, it opens up everything else for this offense. And like Coach McAdoo said, the numbers that Odell Beckham put up are very hard to match, but if there's anybody working to match them, it is definitely Odell Beckham Jr.
Now, let's talk about Victor Cruz for a minute, because he's been the forgotten man. Hasn't been at a regular season NFL game for 21 months because of knee and calf injuries.
And it's going to be very important to watch him in this game. And, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are just like Giants fans. They want to know what they're going to get and what he's going to bring to the table. So they're not going to take it lightly. Having him out on the field is only going to do big things for the Giants offense. Because, number one, it'll take some of that bracket coverage away from Odell Beckham Jr., but also will help the young rookie and Sterling Shepard get his one-on-one matchups.
And Shepard averaged 15 yards a catch during his 4 years at Oklahoma. He's explosive.
He really is, and having both of these players on the field is not only going to make him a better football player, but it will help boost his confidence knowing that they're going to be out there to support him.
Now, last year, the Giants were sixth in the NFL, averaging over 26 points a game. But they do want to become more powerful down low in the red zone. Only 5 rushing touchdowns last year. The O-line's got to get it done.
They really do, and they've got to get it done fast because you know that this Dallas Cowboys defensive line, like Coach McAdoo said in the press conference, they're going to do a lot of different things, and they're going to try to take that blueprint from the Buffalo Bills preseason game by taking stunts, doing different things up front, because if you look at their two interior starting defensive line between Tyrone Crawford and Terrell McClain, they're only 285 and 302. So having that, they're going to try to use their speed and their quickness to put both offensive linemen on different planes and levels in that zone scheme.
David, let's get a look at our Twitter question for the day. It comes from the C-Notes. He says, who do you think is going to be the Giants' blocking tight end this year?
Well, everybody was hoping that it would be Will Johnson, but Will Johnson is on injured reserve. So it's got to be Larry Donnell. They said that he's made improvements throughout training camp, but it is much more than just improving when you're at the point of attack. He's got to do a good job of keeping square, keeping his shoulders outside and his outside shoulder flat so that zone schemes, when they're supposed to go to the outside landmark, aren't cut up or cut back right to the flow of the defense. So it's going to be very important to watch that tight end position to get the job done blocking.
Well, you know, David, at the point of attack, the Giants are going up against an undermanned Cowboys front seven. I mean, they've got trouble with suspensions.
They really do. And if you look at the suspensions, DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory are their two best pass rushing defensive ends. So having those two out, Rolando McClain, this is the perfect opportunity for the Giants offense to get confidence, but more to take advantage of what they have in front of them of a young defense that has players filling in that aren't proven starters right now in the NFL.
Well, one thing they do have is Tyrone Crawford coming back. He had 5 sacks last season. In fact, all the returners of their projected front four only had a combined 6 sacks last year.
And they take Jack Crawford, who is the defensive end, and they'll move him in to that 3 technique position in third down as well. So they're going to do a lot of different things scheme-wise to try to create one-on-ones up against the Giants offensive line to put the pressure on Eli Manning.
It will be interesting to see how gimpy linebacker Sean Lee is. When he's right, he's one of the best in the game. But he's got a sore left knee, the same one that he had a torn ACL on a couple of years ago and had scope on earlier this year.
He is a tackling machine. He can run sideline to sideline. He does a great job of getting this defense lined up and making sure that they are in sound schemes. Not to mention, he can cover tight ends and running backs out of the backfield. So it's going to be very important to watch his health, not only in this first game, but his whole problem is lasting throughout an entire season.
You know, the Dallas secondary continues to be spotty. Some people think they've had a pretty good summer. But if you're the Giants, do you test them right away and start going deep?
I think that they're going to test them right away. But I think it's going to be very important for the Giants to get the run game going so they can control the line of scrimmage, allow the Giants offensive linemen to be aggressive so they're not setting back the entire time, but also in order for this front four, the Giants' defensive line, to be effective, they've got to be fresh, and you've got to be able to keep them off the field.
All right, David, so week one of the regular season is upon us. It's Sunday at 4:25 at AT&T Stadium with the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys, an NFC East rivalry game. What could be better than to start this thing off?
It doesn't get any better than this, and this is exactly the way that any NFC East should start. Fist fight right away and see who wants to start 1-0 in the division.
Well, the Giants certainly know that they've got Eli Manning at controls, and that makes them feel very good. Ben McAdoo, Victor Cruz and company, they're ready to go to Dallas. So are we. Stick around next week. We'll have more of Giants Press Conference Live here on MSG. See you then.